narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, Hilal bin Umayyah accused his wife of committing illegal sexual intercourse with Shariq bin Sahma and filed a case before the Prophet, peace be upon him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to Hilal, either you bring forth a proof, four witnesses, or you will receive the legal punishment, lashes on your back. Hilal said, O Allah's Messenger, if any one of us saw a man over his wife, would he go to seek after witnesses? The Prophet, peace be upon him, kept on saying, either you bring forth the witnesses, or you will receive the legal punishment, lashes on your back. Hilal then said, by him who sent you with the truth, I am telling the truth, and Allah will reveal to you what will save my back from legal punishment. Then Jibreel, Gabriel, came down and revealed to him, and for those who accuse their wives, Quran chapter 24, verse 6-9. The Prophet, peace be upon him, recited it till he reached, her husband speaks the truth. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, left and sent for the woman, and Hilal went and brought her and then took the oaths, confirming the claim. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was saying, Allah knows that one of you is a liar. So will any of you repent? Then the woman got up and took the oaths, and when she was going to take the fifth one, the people stopped her and said, it, the fifth oath, will definitely bring Allah's curse on you if you are guilty. So she hesitated and recoiled from taking the oath, so much so that we thought that she would withdraw her denial. But then she said, I will not dishonor my family all through these days, and carried on the process of taking oaths. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then said, watch her. If she delivers a black-eyed child with big hips and fat shins, then it is Shariq bin Sahma's child. Later, she delivered a child of that description. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if the case was not settled by Allah's law, I would punish her severely.